Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, humorist, and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is general principles for managing conflict. And to me, managing conflict involves both preventing and resolving conflict, whichever is more appropriate. When I say preventing, please don't confuse that with avoiding. I've said a few times, I believe, don't try to avoid conflict. For one, you can't. For two, it'll make matters worse, not better, typically. But you can prevent conflict, the trivial, the insignificant, the minor disturbances that if you're not careful, boy, can take on a life of its own and become something you don't need, want, or deserve. Hopefully you've been gaining some good tips on how to prevent those from happening and also how to resolve significant differences that you are going to have at times with other people with whom you interact on a regular basis. So let's look at some of these principles. Most of them are on resolving. The first one is take care of yourself. We have the New Start method of health guidelines. If you don't know what that is, email me and I'll share it with you. But take care of yourself. If you're in a conflict situation and you're not getting rest and you're not having a good diet and you're not exercising and you're not in a good state, it's going to be difficult for you to interact successfully, productively with another human being. So take care of yourself. No one's going to do it for you. By God's grace, we have the wisdom, we have the knowledge, we have the ability, in most cases, to take care of ourselves. Please do that. The second principle I want to share with you, and by the way, I don't know where I got these. I got to be honest with you. I did a web search to see if I could find out. I've had these for, 20 years or so, and I don't know what the source is. But the second principle is think about timing. Think about timing. You want to raise an issue with someone. Somebody's getting on your nerves or under your skin. They're bothering you in some way. It's troublesome to you, to the relationship. Think about the timing. Please don't go with 3 o'clock in the morning or, right after they've just gotten some bad news or right in the middle of a heavy project or whatever. Think about the timing. And in fact, if you don't know if it's a good time, you want to voice a concern to somebody, you might want to ask them, hey, I got something I need to run by you. It's kind of heavy in a way. Is this a good time? Or if not, when is? And allow them to have a voice in when you'll talk about the matter. Number 3 is so clear, so important, I should say. I'm looking at my notes. Be clear about your real concerns. So often we beat around the bush. We hope the other will know what we're saying without us having to say it. You know what I'm talking about. You've done it. I've done it. All God's children have done it. Be clear about your real concerns. What's troubling you? What would you like to see improve? Don't be vague. Don't hint. Be honest and straightforward. If you really want to resolve the matter, if you want to address successfully, be clear about your real concerns. So take care of yourself. Think about the timing for your own and for the other person. Be clear about your real concerns. And then number 4, use I messages. That's the letter I, not EYE. Although maybe you do want to speak about what you're seeing, EYE. Use I messages. I'm concerned about. I'd like to see. I'm bothered by. I prefer. I messages. If you want to resolve a conflict with someone else, please don't put them on the defensive. I see that so much of the time. Somebody will start a conversation, put the other person on the defensive. You might as well shut it down right then and there. Again, I see that far too often. Use I messages. Speak for yourself. Deliver information to the other person that hopefully they're going to respect, listen to, and want to do something about if they value the relationship that you have between you. And number 5, you want to frame your message appropriately. And there's 3 factors they cite here. One, in terms of interests, I do a whole teaching on interests versus when people say what they want, but what they really need is something else. Interests and concerns is where we need to focus. Don't just say, I want this. Why do you want that? Or how would that benefit you? Frame your message in terms of interest with a behavior focus. You want to let the other person know what they're doing specifically that's getting on your nerves and troubling you, and more importantly, what they can do differently so that doesn't have to be the case. Please remember this, always attack an issue, never attack the person. You can address a behavior without putting the other person down, separate out what they do from who they are. So frame your concern with a behavior focus, not an attack on them. And then the third one they put in this category is be real, no sugarcoating. You know, well, it's not that bad that you, yes, it is. You wouldn't be bringing it up if it weren't bothering you. So be real, no sugarcoating. You don't have to go over the top and say, oh, this is the worst thing ever in the whole world. Come on. But be real. Be real. Address what's troubling you if you expect the other person to listen to you and be willing to do something about it. Well, we've covered 5 of the 8. I got 3 more to go, but I'm going to take a quick break. Stay with me, and we'll cover the rest of the principles for raising conflict productively.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
Well, we're back. We're looking at principles for raising conflict productively. To recap, we've talked about take care of yourself. Make sure you're in a good frame of mind, frame of mood, frame of health to be able to sit down and discuss an issue that's troubling you. Think about the timing. My wife knows she doesn't talk to me after 9 o'clock. I'm tired. I'm done with the day. It's not the time to bring up an issue. Think about timing. Be clear about your real concerns. What is this all about? Why do you want to have this conversation? And what do you want to accomplish? We talked in a previous session about brainstorming and how important it is that everybody know why we're there. What are we trying to accomplish? Be clear about your real concerns. Use I messages. You've heard that before. It's part of proactive listening. In fact, we talked about that in a previous program. Speak for yourself. I messages. Frame appropriately your message in terms of interests with a behavior focus. And without sugarcoating it, don't downplay it. Just, hey, some of you, I'm dating myself now, but some of you remember Joe Friday and Dragnet. Just the facts. Just the facts. It's on YouTube. You younger folks can watch that if you'd like. Number 6, focus on what can change the future. I'm reminded of a couple that went to marriage counseling, and the guy says, Doc, every time we fight, she gets historical. And the therapist said, you mean hysterical, don't you? He said, no, I mean historical. She brings up everything I've ever... All right, stop it. Don't focus on the past other than to help describe the situation, to make sure it's clear and understandable and so forth. But please keep your focus on the future. What can we do differently to turn this around? I often use an illustration of a cruise ship that's going the wrong way. The captain gets orders, oh, you're not supposed to be going that way, you're supposed to be going that way. And does that cruise ship just jump out of the water, put on the brakes, jump out of the water, turn and go the other way? The obvious answer is no. It's got to stop going the wrong way and begin the process of course correction until it's going the right way. Well, if you're in a situation, a conflict situation with someone else, you've got to stop going the wrong way and then begin the process of going in the right way. So that's where your focus has to be. What do we have to do differently if we're going to end this troublesome situation and make it better? Number 7, don't try to convince the other of your position's rightness. Ooh, I like that one. You have a right to your feelings. They have a right to theirs. And please don't waste any time, energy, breath, if you will, trying to convince the other that you're right and they're wrong. Because in their mind, they're right and you're wrong. State your beliefs, state your viewpoints with clarity, with conviction. That's fine. Help them to understand it without demanding that they agree with you. Did you hear what I said? So often disputes happen, conflicts happen because, well, if you don't agree with me, then you're wrong, and we can't have a relationship together, and we're done, and goodbye. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm not going to worship here anymore. I'm not going to live here anymore. Come on. I sometimes do an exercise where I'll have people look around the room and find somebody who's identical to them in every possible way. Go. I don't let that go very far, because come on, it's not going to happen. You are not going to find somebody who agrees with you on everything. And if you're in a close, intimate relationship with that person, you don't want them to agree with you on everything. Trust me. It would be so boring if you were just clones of each other. So again, if you're trying to address conflict, raise an issue productively, don't make it all about persuading them that you're right and they're wrong. Again, we talked in a previous episode about the shoot and reload method of communication. That's what we do so much of the time. We fire off saying what we want to say, and then we might pause while the other babbles on about something, but we don't listen. We reload so that we can fire off again. The objective of those conversations is persuasion. I suggest you make the focus understanding, hopefully leading to change. So again, don't try to convince others of your position's rightness. You have a right to your feelings. They have a right to theirs. And here's another one. Don't raise the conflict by suggesting the solution. So often we rush to resolve issues. We want to hurry up and fix it. So we offer a solution. Dr. Covey in the Covey 7 Habits that I cite often says we prescribe before we diagnose. And that's a mistake. We try to propose a resolution to a problem before we really fully, deeply understand that problem. Please don't raise the conflict by suggesting the solution. Let the solution evolve, if you will, from the conversation, from the discussion, and let it have input from both parties. And number 9, assume other viewpoints are possible. Assume other viewpoints are possible. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but folks, you don't know it all. And I will tell you, the people who think they know it all are awful annoying to those of us who really do. Okay, bad joke. Be open to other viewpoints. We can always learn. And hopefully you can admit you've had situations where you were absolutely convinced that something was a certain way, you got more information, and you totally and drastically changed your mind, changed your opinion. So real quickly, take care of yourself. Think about timing. Be clear about your real concerns. Use I messages. Frame appropriately. Focus on what can change. That's the future. Don't try to convince others that you're right. Don't raise the conflict by quickly suggesting the solution and assume other viewpoints are possible. Let me challenge you to consider one or two of these principles that you can put into practice. If you didn't write them all down, you'd like a copy of them, send me an email. I'll get one off to you. Today's Relationship CPR topic was General Principles for Managing Conflict. I'm your host, Ron Price. Contact me if you'd like at 505-324-6328, 505-324-6328, or you might want to send me an email, ron@ronprice.com. You may want to order one or more of my books. You can do that directly from Amazon, or send me an email, ron@ronprice.com, for a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. As always, this has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production. We'll see you next time.